Hi, welcome to our podcast about Donatello. I'm Kiara.
And I'm Jordan.
Let's get right into this. Donatello was born in Florence in the year 1386, and he died December 13th, 1466.
Yeah, he was a great sculptor in Florence, and he learned from apprenticing at a young age and started getting commissions before he turned 20.
His birth name was Donato di Niccolo de Bettobardi, but his friends and his family called him Donatello.
Yeah, his father was Niccolo di Bettobardi and was a member of the Florentine Wool Combers Guild. This gave him Donatello, the status of the son of a craftsman, and led him into trade.
He was educated in this place called the Home of Martless, and he first received art training from a local goldsmith. And in 1403, he apprenticed a florist, metalsmith, and a sculptor named Lorenzo Ghiberti. And Ghiberti was commissioned to create bronze doors for the baptistry of the Florence Cathedral, and he assisted in making the doors, which started his career in sculpting and stuff.
Yeah, he made a lot of things, but one of his most famous things that he made was David, which was a 5-foot-tall bronze sculpture from the story of David and Goliath. And it was controversial because it was one of the first nude sculptures of its kind in thousands of years. And it was because he was a biblical character, and usually he was portrayed as a king, but Donatello sculpted him as youth. And it was nudity at this time was only used for gods or heroes, and it kind of started a new type of art with nudity in it.
And then later in life, he made the Magdalene pennant, and it was a painted wooden sculpture of— should I start over?
Sure.
Did you hear the yelling? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, I didn't want to, I just want to make sure. Do you want to put some chicken
in a bowl? Can I just eat right after this?
Okay. Do you want to start over?
Yeah, just that part, I guess. Do you want to start over completely or just that part?
Well, do you think the first part was good, or do you think,
the first part was fine to me.
Okay, we can just start at this part again, and then we'll just
go. Okay. Another one of his famous works was the Magdalene pennant, and it was a painted wooden sculpture of an old starving woman. And she was usually depicted as a young woman being fed by angels. Okay, I'm going to start that over. Okay. Another one of his famous works was the Magdalene pennant, and it was a painted wooden sculpture of an old starving woman. She was usually depicted as a young woman fed by angels, but Donatello decided to depict her as an old woman, a starving woman. And he did it so that she could be pitied on a human level, but still worshipped on a saintly one. And its most famous detail is the detail he put into the wooden carving.
Yeah, he, with all of these things, he just developed a unique style of art that was kind of passed through Italy, that it's kind of started other artists trying to make art of that style, and it became a new wave of art. And it because nudity used to be shocking, but now it was expected, and it was just all because of him.
Yeah, he added a lot to the art community, and he definitely influenced art later in Europe. Okay, that's all we have on Donatello. Thanks for listening in. I'm Kiara.
And I'm Jordan, and that was our podcast.